Today's daf is daf lamed tes. So the very bottom of lamed ches and bay is two lines up. We're always trying to figure out this whole shaila of what was it? The maktish ledamav, right? That was the discussion we're going through. So the gemara had said that the gemara is bringing a raya tashma ha maktish avdov osav ocher shel hektish el ledamav. A person who's maktish is eved. So the eved is able to work. He's able to eat because he's not really kadosh. There's no kedushas aguf to the Eved at all. He's only maktish him for the Damav, so therefore everything's permitted. Any action he does not become kadosh. So we see such a concept that Kedusha, when you're maktish in Eved, it is kadosh l'damav. So the Gemara says, Ha-mani, who is the author of this Braisa? It must be Rabbi Meir. Completely different track. The Gemara says in the top of Lamates, the Amar Ein Adam Motzi Dvar of Levatala. A person never says something unnecessarily. Every word a person says is for a reason. So when a person says he's makdish is eved, so he must have clearly had an intention of kedusha l'damav, otherwise he wouldn't have said it. So that's the so he's a position, but there's no raya for someone in general when there's someone else, a different opinion, the chacham who argue in Reb Meir that if a person were to be makdish his damav, his eved, that there would be kedusha in the damav. What's the raya? The Gemara says, how do we know the Reb Meir authored this brice? So hachanami mistavra. This is also logical to say. The Katani Sefer, the Sefer says, "V'chein hu shehikdish atzma osav ochel shelo hikdish el adamav." The person is makdish himself, so he's also able to work. He's able to eat from all his profits, and because when he's makdish himself, he's only makdish l'adamav. So Gemara says, "How do we know that? That's Rabbi Meir, because iamis bishlamar Rabbi Meir hashapir. If you say Rabbi Meir is the author, and Rashi explains iamis bishlamar Rabbi Meir two narrow lines down, the taima, the reason of Rabbi Meir is lab mishim de makdish stam shehikdish limacher." Not because when a person is makdish an item, he means to sell it. El mishum dein motzi devar levatala. Rather, the reason of Reb Meir is because a person doesn't say anything unnecessarily. Ukmo shamar damav alai. It's as if, even though he didn't say it, but it's as if he said, damav, my value is going to be le hektish. V'yesh lahen alav maos. Hainu dechayv laseis damam. And he has value. Dadam yodea shein gufo kadosh. He obviously knows he cannot be kadosh himself. V'amar l'shem damim, he clearly meant, even though he didn't say it, he clearly meant l'damav. That's all Rabbi Meir, where a person doesn't say things unnecessarily. So any word he says, we have to reinterpret, we have to give it some meaning to it, because people don't say things without any reason. But Eliyah, Mr. Rabbanan, if you say it's Rabbanan, so Bishma Abdullah Dameka, he said, you can suggest that he meant the Avadim, or the Avadim are meant to be sold. So you could interpret an Eved to be l'damav. But Ela Ihu Ladumekai, but when a person says such a statement, a person is not only to be sold. I'm not meant to be sold. So when I said a statement about myself, being Makdish myself, it meant nothing. It would be, there's no Kedushin at all. There's no Hektish at all. So the fact that we're saying when I'm Makdish myself, that means it's Hektish, it must be because it doesn't make sense I'm Hektish, but I said something. So Reb Meir says that once I said words, I have to do something with those words. So therefore, he was forced to say Ladamov. Chachamim could acknowledge, they could recognize such a situation where I could say something and those words mean nothing. So when I'm makdish myself, it's possible it meant nothing. The fact, again, the Bryce said that it meant something, it must be working within the opinion of Rabbi Meir and does not pose a question for the general understanding of Chachamim that Kedusha L'damav works. Okay, new topic now. Gemara says, Lema Ketanai. Maybe it's really Machlokas Tanayim here. What's Machlokas? Not really a new topic, but somewhat new. Maybe to the machlokas tanaim hamakdish avdo ein moilin bo rabban shimon ben gamliel omer moilin b'saro. If I'm makdish my eved, the Tanakhama holds that there is no meila. There's no issa meila when something's hektish. It's aser midiraisa for me to get any hana from that hektish. Says the chachamim, there is no meila when I'm makdish my eved, and rabban shimon ben gamliel holds no. There is meila b'saro in the eved's hair. So what's that machlokas? My la b'hakim mitzli. They're not arguing as follows. The Mar Savar Kadosh, that the Tanakhama holds, or the other way around, Mar Savar Lo Kadosh. The Tanakhama holds that there is no Kedusha, there's no Hekdesh on the Eved, you can't be Makdesh in Eved, and therefore there's no Me'ila. And Rashbag holds that there is Hekdesh, and there is Me'ila. So the Gemara says, if that's really the Machlokas, whether there's Kedusha or not Kedusha, so Vitizvara, Hai Mo'alimbo, Vain Mo'alimbo, Hai Kadosh, Vain and Kadosh, Mibarle. It should have had the more fundamental discussion. Why is it jumping to the Nafkamina of Me'ila? It should have been down to the Nakuda of, is it Kadosh, is he Kadosh, or is he not Kadosh? The fact that the Gemara is talking about Me'ila or not Me'ila sounds like it's not a machlokas about Kadosh or Kadosh. It sounds like they both agree that there's Hektish here. They're just arguing whether the Hektish of an Eved will result in Me'ila or not. So that's the Gemara's shame. The Gemara says, no, the machlokas really is no. Ella dechuliyama kadosh. Really, when I'm makdish my eved, Everyone in this brayso agrees that there really is hektish. V'halcha v'halcha mithli. What are they arguing about whether there's me'ila or not? D'mar saver avdo kimakarkari dami. D'mar saver kimatatali dami. There's a machlokas in general throughout Shas, the first parak in Baba Kama, Sugizin, the let end of Baba Kama and Baba Basra elsewhere, whether or not an evid is hokish lakarka or not. So who cares? How is that relevant at all to me'ila? So the halacha is that mi'ila only applies to metaltlim. It does not apply to karkos. So if you assume an evid is like karkos, so then there's no mi'ila. That's the position of the Tanakhama. But if you assume that an evid is kimataltoli dami, it's like metaltlim, then you would assume that there is mi'ila on an evid because it's a metaltlim. So that's machlokas right now. So Gemara says, if that's really machlokas, whether or not the evid is a karka or a metaltlim, but everyone agrees that there's hektish, ihachi, Ademiflagi besaro liflag begufo. Very strange. Why does Rabban Shimon Gamliel say that there's mila on the hair? Why not say that there's mila on the entire body? The beguf. If it's really that they assume, if Rashbag really assumes that an evid is kmetal talan dami, it's like a movable object, he does move, so then the entire body should be subject to mila. Why dafka the hair? Tells us it's a little bit more narrow, the machlokas, only about hair. So the Gemara tweaks it yet again. You know what the machlokas is? Ella. Everyone agrees that an evid is like karka, and everyone agrees that the hektesh is chal on an evid, and there's no hektesh on karka. So there's no hektesh on an evid. Ah, what about the hair? So machlokes is only about hair. They're arguing about hair that's long, that's prepared and ready to be cut. But I haven't cut it yet. So mar savar kigazes dami, mar savar lav kigazes dami. That when my hair is so long that it's really, I'm ready for a haircut, is that already considered as if it's cut already? And therefore it's metaltalin dami, and it becomes hektesh and metaltalin, and then there would be mi'ila on the hair, like Rashbag says? Or no, since it's still attached to my head as the evid, it's still kimakakari dami, it's mechubu lakarka, if you will, and therefore there still is no mi'ila on getting hana from the hair. That's the machlokas between Tanakama and Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Okay, so the Gemara says, Lema hani tanai kani tanai. Maybe this machlokas, whether or not you assume sar kigazes dami or not, whether hair is considered cut or not while it's attached, is like another machlokas we have. What's this machlokas? The Tanan. The Mishnah tells us in Bab Metzia that Rabbi Meir Omer, yesh dvarim shehem kikarka, venim kikarka. There's some types of things that are partially part of the ground and partially not part of the karka. What does that mean? Vein chachamim modim lo, and the chachamim argue and they disagree and say not true. Ketzad. Eser gefanim tuunos masarti lecha. The guy says, I gave you 10 gefanim that are tuunos that are very full of clusters of grapes on them. I gave to you. V'hal omer ein al v'chamish. The guy says, you only give me 5 of them, not 10 of them. So Rabbi Meir Mechayev, chachamim omer, kol mechubu lekarka lehavik kekarka. What's going on here? There's a sign called the Shuva Modim Mixas. Shuva Modim Mixas is as follows. If I claim $10 from you, and you say you only $5, so you have to make a shvua that you're not lying. And Gemara talks about in a few places why that is, because maybe really you know you owe $10. But you don't have the chutzpah to say to me you owe nothing. So you say, I owe you $5. It makes you more comfortable. It's easier to lie that way. So now I'm thinking you're lying. If you said zero, so then you have nemanus, because no one's going to deny I lent you money. But if you say $5, you're more comfortable lying to me. Yeah, I agree you gave me something, but it wasn't the amount you said. So the Torah says, ki huzeh, you have to make a shvua modim mikzas, that I'm promising I only owe you $5. Now, based on psukim and drashas, that only applies to metaltalin. Metaltalin only comes to movable objects. When it comes to karka, you don't make a shvua on karka. So if I say I gave you 10 acres, and you say it was only 5 acres, you don't make a shvua on that, because it's karka. So the question becomes, what about gefanim, which are attached to the ground? I say you gave me 10, you say only 5. But they're tunos, they're very heavy. The grapes are ready to be detached, ready to be removed, but they're not yet detached. Is that considered part of the karka or not part of the karka? So according to the Tanakhama, according to the Rabbi Meir, he says, you're mechayev. Ah, they're connected to the ground. No, because they're so tunos, they're so heavy, they're ready to be detached. It's considered metaltlin, and therefore you would say, you would make a shvua modim mikzas. Chacham say, we'll see the Gemara will explain this in a second, that no, they're still attached to the ground, it's still mechubel karka, and there is no shvua modim mikzas. So the Gemara says, Amar B'Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Anavim Ha'om Dos Libatzer Ikabinayu. The nafkamina is if you have grapes that are ready and prepared to be detached. That's the nafkamina. The Rabbi Meir Savar, Kibitzuris Damim, even though they're attached, we view them as if they are detached, and it would be subject to modu b'miktzas. And Rabbanan Savri lav kimitzuras dami, he thinks, no, they're not considered removed already, they're still attached to the ground, and therefore it would not be subject to lachas of shruos and modu b'miktzas. So we see these are very much aligned. The question of whether a hair ready to be cut while it's still attached, is that viewed as being cut yet? And same thing with grapes ready to be detached, is that viewed as being detached yet or not? Sounds like a very parallel machlokas. So Gemara says, no, not true. Afilu temu Rabbi Meir, even Rabbi Meir who holds that grapes are viewed as detached. Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Meir hasam ela banavim dekama dekaiman michish michirishe. He only thinks when it comes to grapes that they're viewed as being detached, because the longer you keep them, the worse they get. They got to a certain point, and now they peaked, and now if you leave them longer, they're going to start shriveling. I don't know what happens to them, they're going to get worse. So leaving them on is going to be detrimental to the fruit, and so therefore we can view them as being cut off. Aval, when it comes to hacha, when it comes to the hair, the longer you stay on, the hair gets better and better. I don't know what that means exactly. Say the hair gets long, it ends up splitting. I don't know. Women have nicer hair than men have, simply because they probably take care of it more. Maybe it's longer. I don't know. But Gemara says the longer you keep the hair on, the better it gets. So I don't know. Maybe that's why I lost so much hair. I shaved my hair so short. I don't know. But either way, the longer the hair gets, apparently the better it is. So it's not omer ligazes. It doesn't get subject to being cut, because it gets better and stronger the longer you keep it on. I'm not sure, that's not that good reason. Okay. Fine. So Gemara now says, Ki salik Rabbi Chiyar by Yosef, when Rabbi Yosef, by Yosef, when he is salik. Whenever you see the word salik, it means he left from Eretz Yisrael, went from Bavel, and he went to Eretz Yisrael. Oftentimes you find Ki salik Rabbi, who's the one we have it most common with? Anyone know?
Tini.
I think Rabbi Zera is the most common. Ki salik Rabbi Zera, I think so. When Rabbi Zera left, he had a famous story when he left Bavel to go to Eretz Yisrael. So when Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef left Bavel and he went to Eretz Yisrael, Amar lahai shmaisa derav kamei derav Yochanan. So now, interesting, the Gemara again keeps going back and forth between different sugyas. So which Rav, which sugya, which statement of Rav did he say in front of Rabbi Yochanan? So Rashi tells us that he said the statement of Hamafkir avdo yotzei lecheiros, a guy whose mafkir is Eved. So his Eved goes free. So going back to that sugya for a second. So Rabbi Chiya had this great gem he wanted to share with Rabbi Yochanan, that Hamafkir Avdo Yotzei Lecheiros. So Amar Lei, he said, Amar Rav Hachi. So Rav said this. So the Gemara now interjects and says, V'hu lo Amar Hachi, but Rabbi Yochanan himself didn't say this. V'hamar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he's going to Rabbi Yochanan now, who says, Hamafkir Avdo Yotzei Lecheiros, V'tzarech Get Shichur. So has Rabbi Yochanan denying this? He himself held up such a shita. So what exactly was this dialogue going on? So the Gemara explains, Hachi Kamar, I'm a Rav Kavasi. He says, no, Rav holds like me. I hold this way also. Ikidami. Others say a different version. Lo Saimu Kaime. He didn't conclude in front of him, meaning what? Lo Saimu Kaime, Rashi says, Lemilse de Rav Kula. He didn't complete the statement. Elakrav Yosef Amri, Kame de Lo Saimu Mishmei de Rav, Vitzarke Chichra. But Pirshu Lefanov Hadamino Leal de Rav Chiabar Abin Saimu Mishmei de Rav, Vitzarke Chichra. I don't think he said the last statement. And it requires a get shichur. He simply said, Hamafkir Abdo Yotzei Lecheiros. He didn't finish the statement. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar Lei, V'lo Amar Rav Tzarech Get Shichur. Did Rav not also require a get shichur even after being, as we said before in the past, Hamafkir Abdo simply gets rid of the Dine Mamna side. But you still have to deal with the Dine Isser side and give the get shichur. Rabbi Yochanan was bothered by that point because he holds in general, the Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hamafkir Abdo Yotzei Lecheiros v'tzarech get shichur. So he wanted to make sure that didn't Rav also say you require get shichur? And that ends the dialogue. Okay, the Gemara now says Gufa Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hamafkir Avdo Yotzei Lecheiros v'tzarech get shichur. As we said, Eisvei Rabbi Abi Ula. Rabbi Abi asked Ula the following question: Ger Shemesu Bizbezu Yisrael Nechasev. A ger who dies without any yorshin. He has no yorshin. It could happen to a Jew also, a person who was born Jewish, but a ger also more likely a ger has no relatives. He can't find any relatives. He had no children. So then his property becomes completely hefker when he dies. There's no one to be a yorishim. So anyone who wants could go. It's open. It's hefker. Everyone is mizvazbez. Everyone takes the spoils of this property. The hayubahen avadim. Among the property was avadim. Bein gedolim, bein katanim. Some were above the age of 13. Others were below the age of 13. So kanu asman, whether they were gedolim or katanim, the Tanakhama holds, they acquire their own freedom. The moment their master dies, they go free. Comes along now the opinion of Abishal, Omer, Gedolim Kanu Atman Bnei Chorin, Ketanim kol machzik ben zacha bem. He argues the gedolim who have a yad, gedolim are able to be kona things, and machzik they have the ability to be kona themselves. But the katanim who are too little, they remain an eved. They're ownerless, but they're still avadim. And whoever claims them has rights to them, and the katanim do not go free, even though their master had died. That is the opinion of Abba Shaul. So the Gemara says now, v'chi kasev mi kasev get shechor leilu. I don't understand. So if the master dies, so it's like a hefker. So they go free, there's no dina mamonis. But what about the dina iser? How are they permitted to marry a Yisrael? They still have the dina iser aspect, which was never released. They never received a get shechor. So Amar, dami hai midirbanan kidilo gami inche, shmaisa. So interestingly, Ula says, I guess Rabbi Abba, he refers to Rabbi Abba, it seems like you're a person who never learned anything. Because it's very simple. The time and why, what was it such a pashut answer? So he explains, Amar Rav Nachman, Kasavar Ula, Rav Nachman explains the position of Ula, Avdo de Ger ki Ishto. The evidence of a Ger is no different than the Ish of a Ger, meaning, Ma Ishto Mishtalach Habalo Get, Af Ava da Mishtalach Habalo Get. A wife gets sent away without a get, meaning, if her husband dies, she doesn't need a get anymore. So too, if the master dies, there's no need for a get. The get is only needed if the person, the husband or master, is still alive. But just like when a husband dies, she needs no get, so too when the master dies, there's no need for get. And that was a simple solution that Ula said, or at least Ula thought, and why he thought Rabbi Abba was the person who dummy high with their bottom, kadol gami inche shmaitza. Fine. And the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case, afil Yisrael nami, so that's the case, even Yisrael as well, if he dies, his children should not be zocha in the avadim, just like his wife, his children are not zocha in his wife. Rashi says, so too they should not be zocha in the avadim either. So how come the avadim are passed on to the children? So the Gemara explains, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, v'snachaltem osam levneichem achareichem lereshes achuza, because there's a special din of Yerusha, that the Yerusha, all the property, including the property, are going to be the avadim. The ger has no one to inherit from him, so for the situation of the ger, you don't invoke this pasuk of v'snachaltem. But when it comes to a yid who has children, so then they would invoke this pasuk, and they would take the Yerusha of the avadim. So if that's the case then, Ihachi Hamafki Abdo Umeis Nami. So if a person, an Evim, or master, rather, were to first mafkir his Evid, and then he were to die before getting the get shechur, so then the Evid should be free. But Alama Amar Amemar Hamafki Abdo Umeis Oso Evid Ein Lo Takana. He holds, again, if a master owns an Evid, and then he dies, that Evid goes free. But if he's mafker the Eved first, and before he gets to give him the get shechur, he dies, so according to the statement here, a memar holds, there's no takana, he's stuck. He requires a get shechur, but there's no way for him to get a get shechur because his master is now dead. Kashi, that's the question. Why should this be true? According to the logic we said above, the moment he dies, he should go free. So if a husband, let's say, were to free his wife of any dina mamonis responsibilities, but he didn't give her a get, and then he were to die, she gets to go free, and she's single. So the Evid should be the same halacha. So to Kasha on a Memar, why he says otherwise? Why a Memar says, not true, you require the get shechur. That leaves it as a Kasha, as a Tzarchin. Okay, let's keep going. The Gemara says down in the bottom here, the last few lines, Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Amar Rabbi Yeshub, and Levi halacha k'abashol. We pass like abashol in that, when a ger dies, so only gedolim are going to the avadim. Gedolim are koneh themselves, but the ketanim are not koneh themselves. Kol machzik behem or zocha behem. So comes along Amar Le Rabbi Zeira Le Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. He comes along and says to him, "Beferish shmilecha o michlal shmilecha? Did you hear this explicitly that we paskin like Abba Shaul, or from Rabbi Shuben Levi, or did you hear this from some type of inference?" So michlal, what would be the potential inference that you made from Rabbi Shuben Levi? Rabbi Shimon Levi, Amru Lefnei Rabbi, that they said in front of Rabbi, Amar Nisyashti Miploni Avdi. So he said that the master says, I'm going to be Miyash from my Eved, it's a Lashon of Hefker. Mahu, what's the halacha? So Amar Lehem, Omer Ani, so Rabbi says, I hold, Ein Lo Takana El Bashar, you still need a Shtar. You need to both address the Dini Mamna side, which you did with the Hefker, but you still need to address the Dini Isser with a Shtar. Vamar Yochanan says, my time, what's the reasoning for this? Rebbe, Gamar la Isha, he has a gzer from a woman. Ma Isha Bishar af Eved Nami Bishar. The only way to release a woman is through a shtar, through a get. So too, the only way to release an Eved is through a get shechur. So further, because I guess, and you make the following diik now, the diik is, Af eved mina kisha. Again, daikas mina kisha. Ma isha isur of lamamono. Af eved nami isur of lamamono. Now, just so the diak. I think the diak is Rabbi Shimon Levi is making this diak. So he makes this diak. He says so too. Just like a wife, it's only regarding the isurim, but not the mamonos. So to the eved, it's only regarding the isur and not the mamonos. So what does this all mean? So if you look at Rashi,
this is Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yehudi's diak from the question that Rabbi Shimon Levi. Is Rabbi Shimon Levi asked Rabbi, or he's repeating what happened in front of Rabbi?
I guess he's repeating the story. Repeating the story. Okay.
Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yehudi is the one who's being medayik.
So now he's medayik as follows. If you look at Rashi, first narrow line down, the kadayek is minay, given the Rabbi Meisha Yalev. Since the source is Isha, that's how you know you require getrich or lo ari Rabbi el b'mafkir eved gadol sheish lo yad liknos atzmo. He's only dealing with an eved gadol who has a hand, who's a yad. To be koneh himself from hefker, u'mishif kiru ain lo alav elo iser. Now, once he's koneh himself from the hefker, there's no longer a dina mamonus. That's mishtabe. Only the dina iser of ala mamon. Ki shezu shaget shelo ainu balaf kiyam mamon sheish lo ala el iser. The get isha only removes the iser, not the mamon. If al be'evet katan lo ayri b'rebi, Rebbe was never dealing with an evet katan. The lav dumid isha who diikad derara d'mamon aleha. He's very different than the isha because the isha has no mamonis shibud from the husband, but the katan still does. Ubididei sfirlei the yeshla takana b'shifcha delo kana atma behefker, and the avid katan could still marry a shifcha, and there's no problem of him not having to be mekayim mitzvah peruvu. So therefore, maybe the katan should stay enslaved. Again, the diak is if isha is the model for an avid, so just like isha is only a situation where there's an iser. The husband and wife's relationship is only Dina Isser, so to the comparable case of an Eved is only where there's only a Dina Isser left, which would only be a case of an Eved Gadol who was koneh himself from Hefker. But since an Eved Katan cannot be koneh himself from Hefker, he still has Dini Mamonis attached to him, so then this case will not work. So this is the inference he made that according to that sounds like Abishol, we hold like Abishol, that an Eved Katan is not going to be koneh himself. So he says back, the response back is, V'michlala mai. So if it's a chlala, what's the question? Rashi says V'michlala yafinan mai kashlecha begavei ditzrech lecha nibay beferish o michlala. If in fact you learn this out from an inference, what's the question? Why do you care whether or not I learned from a perish or whether I learned it, heard it explicitly or not? So he says as follows: because I don't think your deka is correct. Because if you're learning from this inference, amalei ad rebi dok minei lidach, I can make the opposite deka. Just like a woman, a wife is whether she's a gedola or katana, she gets divorced through a get shechar alone. Af eved nami bein gadol bein katan. Here too, also a get shechar should be enough to release a eved katan. So your dik is incorrect. So it couldn't be that you learned from an inference because your inference was not 100% proof. So therefore, he says amar lei beferish milcha. I didn't hear this from the mechala. I heard this from a perish. I heard this explicitly. That's all according to that was who Rabbi Yaakov. Comes along now Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan ain halacha kabashal. We do not pass like Abashal. Again, to be Shimon Levi. We hold that, like the Chachamim, that when the Ger dies, that both the Kedolim and the Ketanim are free. So Amar Levi Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir says to Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Beferish Milcha, Michalash Milcha, same question. Did you hear this explicitly or did you hear this through an inference? Ma'i Chlala. What would the potential inference be? Tam Rabbi Shimon Levi, the same thing. Amru lefnei Rabbi Nisyaish Timi Ploni Avdi Mahu. Amru lem, same exact thing as above. I'm going to read through it just quickly. Omer ani ein lo takana lo bashar. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, my taima, the Rabbi Gamar la la meisha ma'isha bashar af evanami bashar. Like we said above, that just like a woman requires a star to release her, so too an evan requires a star. And that being the model of a kadayak es minay, we make a xer shava, rather a further dik. Kisha ma isha ben gadol ben katana af evanamik ben gadol ben katan. So if isha is the model, so it should, just like it works for a woman, whether she's a katana or a gadola, so too for an evan it should work whether she's a gadol or a katan. Now, imechal, if you're using this as the proof, because you heard this statement from Yeshua ben Levi or Rabbi Yochanan rather, my adiraba dok minei lahakita, I do the opposite. Learn the other diuk, like we said above, ma isha isur v'lo mamona. The only time the get works for an isha is only for a woman who has only dini isur, but not dini mamonas. Af evan nami isur v'lo mamona. So the only time the get shecha should work for an evan is only when there's only isur, not mamon. That's a gadol, where there's hefker by a gadol, but not by a katan. So therefore, he responds back. Rabbi Chiya says, "Amrle beferish mile. I heard explicitly from the mouth of Rabbi Yochanan that we passing like the Chachamim against Abba Shaul." Okay, we're all good still. Beautiful. Mar now says, "Amr Mar Mar." This recording a statement from above from Rabbi. Amalem Omer Ani Ain Lo Takana El Bashar. The only way to release the evidence to a shtar, you need to get shechur. But Vahatanya, isn't there Bryce that says Rebbe again, Omer Ani, I say, Af who knows him, Deme Atzma Vyota Bifnei Shukimokalo. He could give money. The Ever could buy himself out of slavery. So we see not only shtar works, we see Dini Mamanis works, Kesef works. Is it Kesef or is it shtar or is it both? There seems to be a steer in the position of Rebbe. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamar, o bekesef, o b'shtar." No, either one works. Either kesef, you could buy yourself back from being a slave, or you can get shichur to be freed as well. Either one works. V'hai pakele kaspe. What's the line going on there? Rashi says, "V'hai de'afkere." The case above is pakele b'kaspa u'me'at ein lo takana el b'shtar. The situation: if you use kesef, so that works as a good pidyon, you redeem yourself. If you use shtar, that works as well. But Hefker does not have the ability to address the Kesef, the Isser, and Mamonis tied together. Hefker only addresses the Mamon part, so that's why you need a Shtar after the Hefker. But if you were to give a pure Kesef as a statement to buy yourself back, that would work for both the Dina Mamonis and Dina Isser together. Or you use a Get Shechur alone, that would work for Dina Isser, Dina Mamonis together. Hefker, for some reason, only has the ability to address the Mamonis part, that's why it needs to be coupled with a Get Shechur as well. Okay, everyone's very quiet today. Okay. Gemara says further, Lafuke. So, Lafuke Mehai Tana. So to exclude from the Bryce as follows: the Tana, Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva Yachol Yehei Kesef Gomer Ba Kederach Shishar Gomer Ba. This is all to exclude above, rather what we said above, that either Kesef or Shar works. That's all to exclude the position now that says it doesn't work. Meaning what? There was a thought that to say Rabbi Akiva thought Yachal again, Yehei Kesef Gomer Ba Kederach Shishar Gomer Ba. Just like a shtar works as a full kinyan, as a full matir of an Evik Kanani, you would think Kesef should also work full fledged. So he says, Tam Lomer Kempi, Vifta Lo Niftasa, Pasuk says, the Pasuk in the context of Shifcha Charufa is an interesting case where she's been designated to a Evid Ivri, Evik Kanani, through a Machlokis and Krisis, how that exactly works. But either way, there's Hifta Lo Niftasa. She was redeemed. Hifta, there was redemption, money was given, but the conclusion was that it doesn't redeem her. Meaning, an Ura, Kol Parsha, the entire Parsha is talking about Kula Lelo Chufsha, she's not considered free. She's still designated as an Shifcha Kananis. Even though there was a Pidyon done, the Hifta didn't affect anything. So we see from this Brisa, Rabbi Kiva holds that even though Kesef was given, she's still not free against Rabbi. So Lo Melchata tell us the conclusion from this Brisa is Shtar Gomer Ba, Veina Kesef Gomer Ba. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds, that only a shtar works to complete it, but not a kesef. And that again is against Rabbi, who holds o b'kesef, o b'shtar. Amar Rami bar Chama Amar b'Nachman Halacha Rabbi Shimon. We passing like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, who holds what? He held in the name of Rabbi Kiva that kesef does not work to free an eved. Rabbi Yosef bar Chama Amar Rabbi Yochanan ain Halacha Rabbi Shimon. We do not passing like Rabbi Shimon, which would mean we passing like Rabbi that kesef does work. So Ashkecha Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak leRava bar Shila. So the Havaka Pischa de Beitfila. He once saw that he was standing by the gate, the entranceway to the shul. So Amalei Halacha Oin Halacha. Do we passing like Rabbi Shimon or do we not passing like Rabbi Shimon? Amalei Ani Omer. I hold, says Rava bar Shila. So Ein Halacha. I say we don't passing like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbanan de Asim Mimichuza. Rabban who come from the city. Amri. They say, Amar Rabbi Zera, Mishmei Rav Nachman, Halacha, they paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So this is another machlok, is how we paskin. V'chi asa l'surah, when I came to surah, they came to surah, Ashkechasa l'Rabbi Chir ba'aben, Amri li, so he said to me, so I went once to surah, I encountered Rabbi Chir, and he asked me, Eimili, easy gufa, the uvda hechi avdi. Tell me exactly the way the story was. Easy gufa, exactly the details of the gufa story, of the uvda, hechi avdi, what exactly transpired? Tell me what happened. So Amali, he says to me, that he amsa the have mar shchemira. There's a situation where there's a certain shivcha whose master was a shchemira, he's on his deathbed. Asya bachya kame, so she came in front of him and started to cry. So Amri Le, so she says to him, ad emas tishtabe v'tezel ha'i issa, how long is this woman, which is referring to herself, how long is she going to be continued to be enslaved? So Shaka Kumsa, he took his hat, his own hat, and shod the bun, threw it at her. It's a Kenyan sudr. Amrila says to her, Zio kane, ha, v'kane nafshik, be kone my hat, and through the Kenyan sudr, you'll be kone yourself. That's such a concept that exists, a Kenyan sudr. So, asla kamedir with Nachman. And Amr Lehu, Lo Asa Lo Klum. Rabbi Nachman says this did not work. This was ineffective. It's Kinnin Suda doesn't work.
She was a Shifcha?
Her own Shifcha. So she said, yeah, take the Kinnin Suda, and through that, there'll be a mechanism to be Kona yourself back. He attempted to do that. And Rav Nachman said that this Kinnin was ineffective. So why was this ineffective? So he says, Ma'an Dechazi, the one who observed such a case, and so the Psak, Savra, the initial thought was, Mishum Dehalachik, Rabbi Shimon, because he passed like Rabbi Shimon, that Kesef doesn't work for a Shifcha or an Eved to be Kona herself. That's why it was ineffective. So he passed in against Rabbi Shimon. Rather, we like Rabbi Shimon, that Kesef doesn't work. That's what a person would have thought. But Velohi, that's not true. That was not the reason why Rav Nachman said it was ineffective. He really held like against Rabbi Shimon. He held like Rebbe, that Kesef would work, that Kinnin Suder does work for her or him to be Kona themselves. So why did Rav Nachman say this didn't work? He says, Velohi, Ela Mishum Dehavir Le Kalev Shalmachnam. The machlok is a gemara babetzia, how kinnin suda works. If I'm trying to be kona something to Andy, for example, do I have to use my kippah or his kippah? So some say Caleb shel machne, I'm giving him something over, so my kippah I give him, and some say he gives me his kippah, his Caleb shel kona. So we paskin apparently, you need Caleb shel the kona. She's being kona herself, but they use the Caleb shel machne, the master's Caleb, his hat. So that didn't work. That was wrong. They just did the wrong, which caliph to use. But in Echanami, if they did their caliph shel kona, the kinnin suda would have worked in accordance with Rebbe that a kesef is gomer. So we'll just do two more lines here. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Achisoi, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Saba, Amar Rav Yitzhak bar Ishan, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Hamnuna, a lot of rabbis. Halacha k'Rebbe Shimon, Velohi, ain't halacha k'Rebbe Shimon. So a lot of back and forth. We pass like Rebbe Shimon, but we say it's really not like Rebbe Shimon. So what the halacha mice is, I don't know how we pass it. It's very confusing, but there's a lot of back and forth here. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.
Thank you.